On the Claresy Matt and Kimber catch-up, the secret sound finally went off.
And the legendary Ben Elton dropped by for his new Aussie film, Three Summers.
And Matt reviews his night at Midnight Oil.
It was really, really, really good.
Stop it.
You can never have too much Claresy Matt and Kimber, but you're probably paying way too much for gas. So switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Mix 94.5's Secret Sound with ABC Blinds.
In the tradition of great reality TV, what a journey it's been so far.
It has.
For up to $56,000 with the Secret Sound.
Oh. Well, I don't think any of us thought it would get this high. $56,000, we're still climbing. And we want to give someone a shot at the secret sound. We've got Annie from Kelmscott. G'day, Annie.
Morning.
Hey, Annie, welcome.
Annie, are you excited? How long have you had this idea in your head?
Oh, I keep changing my mind. But when we got the last clue, I had to change it again. So I'm just having a stab now.
And have you been trying to get on for quite a while, Annie? Been ringing for a week.
Oh, well, let's play that secret sound again for you. We'll make it all very, very hushed in here. That is the secret sound. So at this point in time, Annie of Kelmscott, we know you said you're having a bit of a stab, but for $56,000, Annie, what is Mix 94.5's secret sound?
Taking the head off a disposable razor.
Okay, so just taking off the top of the disposable. Okay, are we just turning to our adjudicators to see if they are satisfied with that answer?
Just need you to be a little bit more specific, Annie, just to sort of explain the action as you know, completely as you can.
You know, when you're clipping off the blade part of the disposable razor.
Taking the blade off the disposable razor.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got to wait for the adjudicator to hold a sign. He's holding it.
Okay.
He's holding a sign up.
Yeah! Annie!
Annie, Kelmscott!
Oh, my God!
Annie!
Yep.
Annie of Kelmscott, you have won
$56,000, Annie.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, my God, I'm going to wake my daughter up. I just won it. No. $56,000.
The greatest stab in the dark in the history of Secret Sounds.
Oh, my God.
Annie, the $56,000 is yours. The answer that you just thought was a stab in the dark just won you $56,000.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, darling. What are you going to do with it, Annie?
Oh, I've got bills to pay.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're going to wipe those out, Annie, then have some fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Annie, is that $56,000 going to make a pretty big difference in your life?
Just a massive difference, massive.
Oh, how fantastic.
Annie, along with ABC Blinds, you have won, think about this, $56,000. Have you got any plans that came to mind apart from bills?
No, we're going on holiday somewhere now.
You bet. And have you got your daughter there with you, Annie?
We've been on one, but I'm going to book another one.
And you got your daughter there with you, Annie?
I've just waking her up.
Of course you have.
Oh, it's about a house full of tears now, Annie, but tears of excitement. Oh, wow. Wow, I don't even think we've come close to hearing even a guess at that sort of answer. So
it's pretty good.
Oh, it was just a stab this morning. I was sitting there and I thought, I'm going to try it.
Well, it wasn't even a close shave for Annie because she's cleaned up $56,000 with a secret sound with ABC Blinds.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, best to you and your family. Enjoy it, Annie. Really enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Annie of Kelmscott having a win. How good's that?
Oh, and we got to give it away. Oh, that's fantastic.
That is brilliant. Here's something else you want to hear. The ABC Blinds Spring Sale is on now. Visit abcblinds.com.au.
And, of course, I'm assuming that means we will reveal a new secret sound tomorrow just after 8 a.m.
We will.
I'm guessing there's a little bit of money left in the kitty, so may as well.
Oh, Annie and Kelmscott, good for you.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Our next guest, comedian, author, prolific author, actor, director, and the ABC on Twitter this morning have called it hilariously awkward. Three Summers, his new movie, the one and only Ben Elton.
good to hear you. I didn't realize.
Hilariously awkward.
Hilariously.
I mean, it's a comedy of manners.
Yes.
Slightly, you know, people being a bit daggy, having fun with that.
Oh, well, look, we loved it. The whole fact of watching it and seeing so many Perth actors. There were so many local performances in it. Did you want to keep it as local as possible?
Well, it's very much a West Australian project. I mean, it's set in the Binjara region at a fictitious version of our famous Fairbridge Folk Festival, which, you know, a lot of fun colliding a bunch of West Australian stories there. So certainly, yeah, I mean, it's there's so much talent around in WA, and of course, so much acting talent and so much screen crafts talent. I mean, 91% of the crew were West Australian and at least 60% of the actors. And yet it's already being acknowledged that, you know, it's a fantastically cast film. So it is a great advert for WA. I don't suppose I set out to do that. I set out to use the very best people I could. And, well, you know, you find them here in WA.
You
no doubt about that.
Do.
Terrific.
It's great.
Mate, lots of laughs, of course, and a love story. But you also deal with some difficult stuff, refugees and Indigenous issues, which is great to tackle that stuff. Do you feel compelled or that you have a responsibility to deal with that, and how difficult is it to write that stuff?
That's a good question, always a good question to ask somebody who's essentially a comedian. I mean, yes. Almost all of my work, not all my novels, but most of my work is comical. But the thing about comedy is it shouldn't be reserved just for the sort of silly and the light. I mean, that can be great too. We all have a little fluffy gag. But, you know, sometimes a gag about a serious thing can be the best gag of all. You know, Charlie Chaplin showed us that at the beginning of the last century. So, no, it's not like I feel a duty to cover the big issue. It's that's what moves me as an artist, for what it's worth. And, you know, I'm sitting there at trying to write a whole bunch of Australian stories about where we all are in 2017, having fun with the kind of mix-up that we are in Australia. Mm. Everyone's talking about, you know, traditional Australia or what's an Australian, and, you know, the whole national conversation. So it would be very strange, I think, if that didn't touch on refugees, touch on Indigenous recognition, because these are things we're talking about. And certainly in terms of refugees, the last two elections were essentially fought on a sort of tidal wave of information and misinformation about what it is to be a refugee and what a boat is. Mm. So it's not like I've got a duty, but I just feel I'm moved to write interesting stories about interesting people. And as you say, we've got love stories, we've got silly, jokey stories, and a couple of slightly more serious stuff. Mm.
Ben, speaking of the silly and the light, I've been wanting to talk to you for 20 years about a night I had at the concert hall with the more conservative of my two sisters. You were working comedy and you were being a very naughty boy. You were working quite potty that night.
Stand-up comedy. Oh, well, yes.
It was the funniest.
I used to swear too much. My mum gave me one wonderful piece of advice that I offer now to all the comedians who are listening.
Yep.
She said, Benji, you know, the F word is all very well as an exclamation mark. It's very little use as a comma. And I think she was actually right. I think I did used to swear too much, but I make no apologies for the subject matter I covered.
Yep.
I was covering tax on tampons 30 years ago, thank you very much. So I'm, you know, and that was called a rude routine in those days. I said it's rude that there's a tax. So, you know, there you go.
Yep.
Sometimes rude subjects are serious too.
Yeah, it was a very funny night. I was squirming more than my sister. She was handling it very well, but it was brilliant.
You're more conservative, sister. Well, I don't know how conservative that is. Maybe that's just a little bit less left-wing than your other sister. We don't
know. Terrific. Well, we'll get her on.
What do you find to be the major differences, Ben, in writing work in the UK? And obviously we know you for major works, not only your books, but The Young Ones and Blackadder, and to work that you've produced in Australia. Are we a bit more sort of parochial here?
No, I don't think so. Although for me, it's taken quite a long time to be recognised as kind of as an Australian artist. I mean, I do get, I definitely have, you know, no worries, but there's definitely been who are you and what are you doing here? It was even worse
That when you walked into the station.
In New Zealand. I remember when I was flogging Stark, the first time I went to New Zealand as on a publicity trail doing, you know, Spruiking Stark, my first novel. First interview I did, first radio interview, said, geez, mate, your career must be crap if you can come and talk to us.
Oh, really?
He was being very dry and Kiwi, but you know what I mean? And certain, obviously you don't get that in Australia, but I definitely get a feeling, I used to get a feeling of, what are you doing here sort of thing. Well, I'm here because I'm married to an Aussie, I live in Fremantle, my kids are at the same school my wife went to when she was a girl. It's what I do, and the greatest privilege of my life actually has been the chance to immerse myself in the West Australia. I mean, professional life, the West Australian movie scene, to get a movie up funded by the public. I mean, it's Screen West, Royalties for Regions and Screen Australia, because no Australian movie is made without public funding.
No.
But all our money went back into the Binjara region, and it will make money, and that will go back in. So it's an investment. It's not a gift. But it is a great privilege to be able to, you know, be embraced by a different culture, to find yourself working in a whole new land. You know, I only came here when I was 26, so I was very much, you know, British, but now I'm both. And principally at the moment, I'm Australian. I have been the last 10 years living here. So I never thought I'd finally get to the point where I'd be accepted to make an all-Australian movie, all-Australian cast, all-Australian crew, except for the Irishman, Robert Sheehan. But we'll
of course.
I don't know whether there's a big difference for me working as an artist, because I always just express myself about what I feel. But because when you see the film, I know you've seen it, it deals very much with being Australian. Mm. You know, clearly that's been a big change for me. I certainly wasn't going to write that when I got off the plane with Rick Mayall 30 years ago.
No.
My life took a very strange turn.
It is a very exciting week because Three Summers in Cinemas on Thursday. And Ben, great to catch up, mate. All the best.
What a pleasure. Thank you very much.
G'day. This is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to the Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's the Howie Games, and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
And a man who was there at the gig on Saturday night at Perth Arena for the Midnight Oil Great Circle 2017 tour, Matt Dytinsky.
Oh, is it my turn to do a review?
It is,
a
bud.
Music review.
It is.
Well, tell us what happened at the least.
Well, it was great.
Yeah?
It was, I mean, I love the Oils anyway, particularly, you know, their older stuff, I guess. Yep. I haven't listened to so much of the new stuff. But out they came on stage. And you never got the feeling that this was a bunch of old farts.
Coming back.
No.
This, they were tight, they were hot, they were passionate. Garrett is as angry and as defiant as he always has
been. He's been politics for 10 years, of course.
Well, that's right, yes. And at one point during the gig, he got very sort of teachery and kicked someone out.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Kicked out a punter.
Someone was misbehaving
Kevin Rudd.
In the mosh. Yeah, it probably was. In the mosh.
It makes me laugh when that happens, though, when performers stop halfway through a gig just to go, hey,
yeah,
you've got to go.
And it was. It was done in a very sort of, as I say, teacherly is the only way I can describe it. It was like, you, sir, you need to go. That guy with the beard, and then he said, you're just being a troublemaker. You need to go. And then he told the security guards off not getting in there and getting him out.
Getting him out quicker.
But when they got him, he said to them, "Now, don't hurt him."
So
he was controlling the situation.
Thinking about litigation. There's a few examples of it on YouTube lately, like in the last few years, because Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has done it. In recent times.
But I digress. It was a fantastic night. I've been to a few gigs now. I don't think I'm a big fan of big live events. I think I get a bit freaked out by lots and lots of people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But and I've seen bands whose music that I love, but I don't think I was quite able to get into it. But as soon as the oil started, I knew I was in the presence of a great Australian rock band who are a great live act.
Okay, I've got some questions for
you. Okay, go for it.
Rob Hurst, is he any less powerful on the drums? Does he still do that high thing with his sticks?
He still does the high thing with his sticks. Personally, I think one of the shirts he's wearing is a little tight.
Okay. That's all right.
You know, there's
that when you're 60.
There's an unfortunate angle from the back, which personally I wouldn't go for,
sure.
But he's still in great nick. Okay. I'm only joking, Rob, if you're listening.
Yeah. Peter Garrett still dancing?
Garrett,
if that's what you call
it? He brought the A game. Right. He's in such great voice and still dances around in that maniacal way that he does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just, as I said, they were hot. It was like they were a hot, passionate bunch of teenagers, but with that lovely maturity that comes from so many years on the road. In great voice.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't feel like you were at necessarily a gig where things were being compromised, so the harmonies and whatnot. It was all... Wow, you know, that
great.
Was fantastic.
They're on fire.
Yeah.
So happy fans. Would have been full arena, yeah?
It was absolutely chock-a-block. The guys that I was with were some of my cousins and some mates, everyone. We were all like, oh, okay, that was...
They're
that
back.
Was, and it's just a fantastic night out. Good 2 hours. They played a lot of songs, did all the things you're supposed to do, but they just rocked.
Okay. Were there any songs missing? Because I know that, you know, we've been singing Dreamworld for a couple of weeks. Well, and I can't fit them all into
They didn't play Dreamworld, and that is one of my personal faves. Yeah. But you look at the set list and you can't really complain.
Okay.
Because they did a cross-section. A really interesting moment was when they did Treaty.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, great. And Garrett did the Indigenous language part of that as well. And, of course, it's the Oil, so it was done with great respect and done, like, well. Awesome.
How it should be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I gave it 5 cracks.
There you're talking. Mate, I was at a wedding. I wasn't envious at all.
No,
it was
bet.
So romantic.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I went and saw the doctor on Friday and he suggested that I eat more whole foods.
Mm.
Yeah, so I started over the weekend, but I tell you, that won't last long. I was so full after eating a whole watermelon and a whole loaf of bread.
I hope the jokes
are going to get a whole lot better.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Not even early mornings can stop Clancy, Matt and Kimber. If you want to put a stop to overpriced gas, switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.